This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Election campaigning for the Bihar Assembly election has heated after the Chhath break. NDA and Mahagathbandhan constituent parties are levelling charges against each other and making every possible effort to woo the voters. Today, several prominent leaders and star campaigners are scheduled to hold public rallies across the state. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah, while addressing an election rally in Alipur in Darbhanga, said, "The NDA government has earned global recognition for Madhubani painting by promoting it at different international forums."
Madhubani painting dekar.
The NDA government has earned global recognition for Madhubani painting by promoting it at different international forums. Due to the policy of zero tolerance against terrorism, the country has given a strong response to this menace under the strong leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
Operation Sindoor karkar Pakistan ke ghar mein ghus kar sakta.
The Union Home Minister will also hold rallies in Samastipur and Begusarai today. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh addressed a public meeting in Hayaghat in Darbhanga. He said Rashtriya Janata Dal and Congress are promising good governance, but no one believes them.
The Mahagathbandhan parties, Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD and Congress, are promising good governance, but no one believes them. The entire family of Lalu Prasad Yadav is implicated by corruption cases, and because of corruption during the RJD's tenure, Bihar's image has been tarnished.
Cyclone Montha, which made a landfall between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam in the south of Kakinada and close to Narsapur around midnight on the previous day, has now weakened into a deep depression. The IMD has said it now lay centered over coastal Andhra Pradesh and adjoining Telangana, about 50 kilometers south-southeast of Bhadrachalam, and is likely to weaken into a depression during next 6 hours. The Andhra Pradesh government is taking all necessary measures to restore normal life in the cyclone-affected regions. A report.
Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu is conducting an aerial survey by helicopter to assess the areas affected by Cyclone Montha. His visit covers the districts of Bapatla, Palnadu, Krishna, Konasima and Elur. Earlier, Mr. Naidu reviewed the situation through a teleconference. He directed ministers and senior officials to visit the flood-affected areas. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing. The disaster response police, revenue, fire and medical teams are working together. Teams are clearing uprooted trees and fallen electric poles. Efforts are being made to restore power and traffic movement. The government is supplying food, drinking water and other essentials to the affected people. Road, rail and air services have resumed. People have been advised not to cross water streams, stay away from damaged buildings and keep off electric poles and wires. Allu Murli, Akashvani News, Vijayawada.
Prime Minister Modi will attend the India Maritime Week 2025 in Mumbai today. More than 85 countries and 1 lakh delegates and over 500 exhibitors are participating in the India Maritime Week. The Prime Minister will also chair the Global Maritime CEO Forum this evening. The 5-day India Maritime Week 2025 that began on Monday witnessed deliberations by policymakers, thought leaders and maritime experts across port infrastructure, green energy and defence shipbuilding. President Draupadi Murmu undertook a sortie in a Rafale fighter jet from the Air Force Station Ambala in Haryana today. The sortie was approximately of 25 minutes. The president was accorded a ceremonial guard of honour after she arrived at the Air Force Station this morning. Earlier, the president was welcomed by Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh, Haryana Cabinet Minister Anil Vij, Ambala Deputy Commissioner Ajay Singh Tomar and other officials. India and China have agreed to continue using existing mechanisms to resolve any ground issues along the border to maintain stability. This decision was taken in the 23rd round of India-China Core Commander Level Meeting, which was held at Chushul Moldo Border Meeting Point on the 25th of this month. At least 33 Palestinians have been killed in a series of Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz accused Hamas of attacking Israeli soldiers in Gaza and breaching the terms on returning the bodies of deceased hostages. Hamas has denied the allegation. And that is the end of this news bulletin.